the root of all evil, if you want to point at it, is politicians that are going to save you and I from terrorists, from illegal immigrants, from drugs. Elect me and I'll save you.
I am Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico. I, of course, am a presidential candidate here on Wall Street to visit Occupy Wall Street and find out what it's all about. I think we should go in here with an open mind and ask questions and see what we can find out.
I'm sort of former Tea Party member until it got bought out by the, you know, the Christian conservatives. I'm an educator, and I've been unemployed for 2.5 years. You know, I have 2 master's degrees, not doing me any good, $60,000 in student loans. When you have this, like, this grassroots democratic movement, is all these different voices coming together, and, you know, sometimes one voice comes up as, like, the more powerful voice, and the others get drowned out. You know, and especially when the billions of dollars came into the Tea Party movement, that's when the more moderates got drowned out, and the libertarians got drowned out. And so, you know, that's why I moved on to this one.
So I'm Gary Johnson.
Oh, you're the political guy.
Yeah, I'm the political guy.
I think it's kind of unfair that all of these people running for office are coming here and trying to co-opt our movement into their own political gain.
I'm not trying to do that.
Because I have to say, there have been a lot of political groups that come down and try to garner attention for themselves, but it's really not what this movement is about.
I would not think so.
Yeah, this movement is beyond politics.
What is the movement about?
Well, I can't speak for everybody here, but I can tell you that I think it's about wealth and income inequality. And I think that everybody deserves to have a government that represents them.
I'm against the wars, and by wars I mean our military involvement. I'm against the drug war.
And what about taxes?
Well, I'm advocating throwing out the entire federal tax system and replacing it with the fair tax.
Is it a progressive tax?
Well, it's a consumption tax. So
you want all of us to pay for everything we consume, even though we don't get the same rights to consume it?
What, among other things, the fair tax does is it issues everyone in the country a $200 a month rebate check, which allows all of us to pay the fair tax up to the point of the poverty line.
I'll tell you a secret. I got some money and I think I should be taxed more.
Taxed more?
Yeah, I actually inherited money when George W. Bush decided to have no estate tax, and I think that is totally outrageous. So I decided to keep 20% for myself and give 80% away. But I think that if we rely on the kindness of strangers, that the poor will keep getting screwed. So civil libertarians, don't work for me, for the poor.
But I think it's very unfocused and incoherent right now. I think it should sharpen its goals and its message and so forth. You know, it's not enough. What do they even mean by Wall Street? Is that anybody who has a lot of money? Is it any kind of capitalist? Is it any financial institution? I'm not sure most of these folks can tell you if you're just anecdotal conversations tend to tell me that they don't really have a clear idea of what the problem is, let alone what the solution is.
Oh, thanks. Gary, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
What are you doing here?
Well, just checking it out.
Okay, excellent. So what do you think about it?
You take the two elements, and there's as much credible happening here as there is fringe, as perhaps there's as much credible happening within the Tea Party as there is fringe.
I actually totally think that's the right analogy. Like, you know, I know a lot of people are, like, hesitant to make that analogy, but I'm not at all hesitant. I think the Tea Party says the same exact thing as these guys do, which is, we're pissed, man. We're tired of not getting represented. Right?
Yeah.
And so, now look, there'll be fringe in the Tea Party, like you said. There'll be fringe here, right? But I think the core of what's resonating on both those places that's got so many people jazzed up is, we're tired. We're tired that we vote on these guys and it never makes a difference.
Right.
Whether it's conservative issues or liberal issues, it doesn't matter. They're not listening.
What would you say to occupiers here who are skeptical of really any politicians and that the leaders that we have simply aren't capable of addressing the kind of reform that I think this movement wants? What would you say to those people?
That they're right on, that's exactly the situation that exists in this country today, that they're
rotten through and through, and that the root of all evil, if you want to point at it, is politicians that are going to save you and I from terrorists, from illegal immigrants, from drugs. Elect me and I'll save you.